Welcome back to the show. Well, the CMT Awards were a couple of weeks ago. J.J. Watt was flying out there to introduce the Zac Brown Band, and he took along a few of his teammates.
From the Houston Texans, the reigning NFL Defensive Player of the Year, J.J. Watt.
J.J. was presenting a couple of awards, so, you know, we got a chance to go with him and, you know, share the moment. So, you know, it was a lot of fun.
It was a blast, you know. Most of the time when I do those things, it's always just me by myself. So it was really nice to be able to do that with and be able to bring some of the guys with me this time. And it was awesome. Man, we had a blast. It was awesome. The group of guys we had and just the trip in general was really fun. And I think it's one of those experiences that we'll all remember for a long time. And like I said, it was just really nice to be able to share that with my teammates.
It was good. That was a lot of fun. You know, just a good bonding experience to go up there and, you know, see some guys in you know, their craft and, you know, their professional hobbies and jobs and just a really cool experience.
Obviously, you know, it was a great invitation from JJ, but, you know, just going down, you know, being around the guys and being in the atmosphere was great. I actually had a great time. I enjoyed it. It was a lot more fun than I expected. You know, I'm looking forward to going back next year.
Get opportunities all the time, and it just depends on the schedule. And when I found out we were off on that Wednesday night and realized that we could fit it into the schedule, we made it happen, and being here in Houston, and obviously having the jet, I could take a few guys, so it was awesome to be able to do that. And obviously, the night was great in and of itself. I mean, when you get to an Arnold impression with Arnold, life doesn't get a whole lot better than that.
He told us he came back in the back and told us they had a chance to meet him, and, you know, we jumped right on him about. We didn't get a chance, so, you know, right afterwards, you know, we waited out in the alley out back, and he had a chance to come through, and we walked through, and we all met him. It was pretty awesome.
You have to dress accordingly, you know, going to something like that, especially for the first time. You have to be a participant. So I had a lot of fun with in my cowboy hat.
I just wanted to make sure I fitted in. I had on the right gear. You know, we kind of all went to the internet and did some research to see what to wear on the red carpet.
He said he couldn't find one to fit his little head. He got a little bitty head, so he couldn't find one small enough to fit him. But next year we'll have to get him on board with it. If I had to go with him to find one, we'll get him on board.
Yeah, I shopped everywhere. I couldn't find one, so my last resort, I had to go to Lids and get a kid's hat.
You know, we really weren't sure what was going to happen. We talked it out a little bit to see, you know, cowboy hat, no cowboy hat. Never expected to go to a Country Music Awards, and we were the only five guys wearing cowboy hats. So Cream and J. Joe, of course, showed us all up. I mean, I think they were going to the Oscars, and it was just the Country Music Awards. But it was a blast. I mean, just to see everybody interact with, you know, it's a different world. That's what I like about it. It's a chance for us to see a different world, to experience success in a different way. You know, you go talk to those guys and you talk to some of the most successful people in their business and you figure out why they're successful, how they got successful. It's a lot of fun to learn about that.
All right, great stuff. That's going to do it for this week's show. We hope you enjoyed it. And be sure to join us next week right here on Fox Sports Southwest for Texans Huddle, Thursdays at 6. Have a great week, everyone.